Well, hello there, creatures of good luck. How are you two doing? I'm hanging in there. Wanted to give you a little update, and give you a little backstory about me. I do the witchcraft, and I also like to look for ghosts and stuff. Like, there's the flashlight game, and I've played that a couple of times on my family's property, and it was fun. But my sibling's friend, I mean, my sibling's mother, because me and my siblings don't have the same mother, Mama Jess, she also does the witchcraft and the ghost hunting. And I was asking her about episodes and what I should do. And she said, do Pentheon Castle. I didn't know what the fuck Pentheon Castle was. And she has been there for the ghosty stuff. And it's apparently it's beautiful, I guess. I don't know, I've never been there. But I was also asking her about some haunted places in town for future episodes. And she's like, just look them up. I can't just look them up. Apparently, everything is all word of mouth. So there's that. And also, while while I was going to future episodes, I was okay. So I have not been out of my room in like 4 or 5 days. I've kind of just been I only come out of my room to like eat or go to the bathroom, and to shower, normal stuff. But that is very rare for me to come out of my room to like go eat, because I really now that it's getting hot and it's getting summer, I really haven't been that hungry. And so like I had my I sleep in a hammock because I don't like to have a normal bed. So I had like the hammock put it back against the wall and shit. And I was sitting on the floor with like papers strung all over the place. I had eight or nine pencils like shoved in my messy bun. And I had like Red Bull cans scattered around the room, and like bags of chips scattered around the room, and I had like empty packs of cigarettes like piling up around the room. All of that's clean now. But in those movies when you see the guy with like the pictures and like the newspaper clippings with the red yarn, and he's like standing over it? That's what I was doing. And today, and whenever I was researching this episode, whenever I was going over the second part of this episode, my dad had walked in. And because he has not seen me, because whenever I do go out of my room, he's usually asleep because he works night shifts, and it'll usually be out in the morning whenever I go to make me a glass of coffee and get something to eat. But he had came in to check on me. And he saw me hunched over like a psychopath. He's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "No. Okay." So he's like, he came in. He's like, "Child, would you like to hear a story?" And I'm like looking up, haphazardly, like a psychopath. I'm like, "Sure, can it wait?" He's like, "So do you know about the tortoise and the hare?" I'm like, "Where are you going with this?" And he's like, "There was but do you know about the tortoise and the hare?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Do you though, child?" I'm like, "Yeah, but pop off, I guess. Go ahead, speak." And he's like, "So there was this tortoise and a hare, and they were going against in a competition, and they were like, the hare was like I can beat you in a race because I'm faster. And he was basically going over the tortoise and the hare thing, because we all know that. I was like, I know this, I know this. How did the tortoise beat him? And it was like, the tortoise called upon a wizard. I was like, what? What? Was like, yeah. The tortoise called upon a wizard, and that's how he won. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, but also, are you okay? Do you need a hug? Do you want some food? I'm like, I'm fine. I just leave me alone. He's like, why? I'm like, cuz I need to research the fucking Mothman. If y'all don't know my favorite cryptid, I have a couple of favorite cryptids. One of them being Mothman, because I love moths. So there was that. I was looking like a psychopath for like 4 or 5 days. My dad thought I died. So there's that. It was due to the fact he waited until he told his story to ask if I was okay. That's what fucked me up the hardest, y'all. So today I have my giant flagon of tea. It is about the size of a. You know those school pencil sharpeners? I don't know, for the older people. I had them. And I am like 19. Those pencil sharpeners that would screw into the wall, and it has the little crank. It's about yay big. It's about a little bit bigger than that, and it's why I call it my flagon of coffee. I have that, so it's there. It's on the desk. I got my notes that I wrote down on paper like a psycho fucking path. And let's get into it. I've wasted enough of y'all time. So, like I said, today's episode, I asked Mama Jess, what can I do for my first parter of the episode? And she was like, why don't you do Pentheon Castle? I was like, what the fuck is Pentheon Castle? She was like, just look it up. So, Pentheon Castle is located in Springfield, Missouri. The Knights of Pentheon organization built the castle in 1913, and it was served as an orphanage and a retirement home for the members of the organization, as well as like their children and stuff. And that was going pretty good, but in 1942, whenever World War II started, it was taken over by the military and was used as a service room. Or a rehab place to help injured troops. It was also said to have had German prisoners in the basement cell. Whenever I mean German prisoners, I mean prisoners of war. And I was looking at pictures, and yeah, there were basement cells. There were some big ass base. There were some basement cells in the basement. Then it was like after like World War II like chilled out, it was left to sit for years after the military left it. Three times a local university turned down offers to use the building for free. So there's that. The castle was bought for $1,300 and was later resold by auction to the current owners, Tamara Finocchiaro. Finocchiaro. It's Finocchiaro. Finocchiaro. Yes. And her mother, and is now being put back into its original glory. Now the ghosts, the little ghosties, the undead creatures, there are like many suicides that had happened. So, I mean, okay. Whenever there are suicides or whatever, if there are a ton of, like, one suicide after death, like, one suicide means bad juju anyway. So, if there were many suicides. This is real bad juju, my dudes. There are many ghosts, some are children, some are adults, one of them being a German soldier who lurks in the basement cells. Another is, it's in the boys' dorm, and it's a small boy who used to live there, and he likes to make himself known. There's also another one, and I didn't write this down, but the owners that Tamara, her brother, I think he died there or died somewhere else, but I think his spirit followed, and I think I read on a website, I did not write the fucking websites down because I forgot to do that for all of the episodes that I have written up. And like is protecting her from the bad spirits because there's a lot of bad juju in that fucking house. Like Mama Jess said that she felt like she felt an eerie feeling when going down into the basement. And there are pictures of orbs and stuff, as well as Ghost Hunters did an episode. And I don't know. I mean, I know I have like one Zaddy fanatic. Thank you, Tori, for listening to my ever so lovely podcast. You're amazing. But please don't burn my house down. I have my very set opinions on Ghost Hunters because I mean, yeah, some of their shit can be used for like actual stuff, but I mean, I feel like most of it is over-dramatized for a TV, so I don't know how well accountable it can be held for, but I do know that they brought in a medium, I think. I don't know how credible that medium is, but there's that. So any Zaddy fans that are listening, please don't burn down my house. There's that. And that was it. That's literally all I had on the Pentian Castle. So there's that. I mean, look, like I said, if there's a suicide or if there's multiple suicides, that's just bad juju all over the fucking place. And everything has a past. Like, I'll probably do a future episode of My Family Land, and we have a thing called the Spirits of the Woods. Strap yourself in, because that's a future episode that I'm, there's that. So the next episode is called The Mothman, and in my notes, in parentheses, fuck yes. Y'all don't understand how much I love fucking Mothman. It's a part of West Virginia folklore, and it was reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area from November 12th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967. It was first reported in an article by the Point Pleasant Register, and the article was saying that couples, like this is the, I have this in quotation, couple sees man-sized bird something. The national press picked up on the reports later, and that's what helped spread the story further out through the US. Now the Mothman was told to now that the Mothman was told to more people, it was told in a movie and in a book. The book was released in 1975, and it's called The Mothman Prophecies, as it was written by John Keel. The movie is also called The Mothman Prophecies, and it's based off of Keel's book, and it was released in 2002. I couldn't find who made the Mothman movie. November, these are the sightings. November 1966, five men were digging a grave near, oh, that's a word, Clendenin. Yep, that's the word. West Virginia. The men claimed they saw a man-like figure fly low from the trees over their head. In November of 1966, two young couples from Pleasant Point told police they saw a large gray creature with eyes that glowed red, as well as large wings, as well as a large flying man with 10-foot wings. Y'all, could you imagine? Just, yeah. There are still more sightings of the Mothman. However, it wasn't until in December of 1967 when the Silver Bridge collapsed, which it caused 46 lives to be lost, sadly, that the sightings grew in number, and somehow people connected the Mothman sightings to the collapse of the bridge. Also in 1999, a Georgian newspaper called the So these are Russian words. It's Svobodnaya Gruzia. It's Svobodnaya. So, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that word. Gruzia. That's an easy word. It's Gruziya. Gruzia. Look, I have a speech impediment already. So, these foreign words. Ooh, child. They're bringing out my stutter. It claims that the Mothman and UFOs are connected and they somehow foreshadowed the 1999 Russian apartment bombings. Then in 2016, WCHS-TV published a photo of the Mothman. It was taken by an anonymous person while driving on Route 2, which I'm guessing is a highway. Now, a science writer, Sharon A. Hill, said that the photo showed a bird, perhaps an owl, carrying a frog or a snake away. Then later wrote on that subject, there are zero reasons to suspect that it is the Mothman as described in legend. There are too many for more explanations, basically saying that it's like, you know, he's not real, which, fuck you, the Mothman is real. and that's it. That's literally all the Mothman sightings. There's probably more, but, what do y'all think? I mean, like I said, I didn't find much. Whenever I do these cases, I will usually, spend a day looking for stuff. And I know this episode was kind of short. Sorry about that. Next episode is probably going to be kind of short as well. It's all about urban legends. And I mean, I love urban legends. Like, I love the Mothman. Again, sorry about the papers. I keep them in a binder, y'all. I'm going over two urban legends, and it's, like, some people, like Sharon A. Hill, like to discount the fact that this might not be real, and a lot of the articles, whenever I was looking up urban legends, she's a very prominent person in saying, like, oh, they're not real, oh, it's just stupid. Yeah. Hi, Char, hi, Amaro. They've poked their heads through my door. They've come to visit. And she's a very prominent person whenever it's used to decounting, saying it's just stupid and it's not real. And I mean, as a believer of all of the spooky and the paranormal, I am a firm believer that the Mothman is real. I love the Mothman with a passion. Like, that is my shit. But what do y'all think? Do y'all think the Mothman is real? What do y'all think about the Pentheon Castle? Is it creepy? Like, I couldn't find anything of anything bad happening. But I do, however, have in the in a good in a future episode. It's a it's I have a pegboard with podcast episode ideas. So there's that, and like one of them is it's a psychiatric hospital. Fucking words. It's a psychiatric hospital, and it's the hauntings of it. And ooh, child, while I was fucking researching that episode, it was going over of the ghosts and what it was doing to the people. Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Fucking Tulips came through my goddamn Spotify music. So there's that. It freaked me the fuck out. I had to stop and walk away. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and shamelessly plug my my Instagram and the podcast's Instagram. My Instagram, let me go ahead and plug the podcast's Instagram. It's Spirits and Murder, and that's on Instagram. My Instagram is witchy_arto on Instagram. The email is spiritsandmurder@gmail.com, and that's if you want to, like, go through all of, if you want to, like, send a spooky little tidbit of whether or not if you've, my mind went blank, on whether or not if you have, like, a spooky ghost story that you want to share about yourself, like, if you've been through some paranormal happenings, or if you've, like, been in a place with a true crime and you want to share it, like, you want to share your part and how you've done it, like, you know, they might have knocked on your door, it was your family member, it was a friend of a friend kind of thing. Or, you know, my DMs are always open, because I know the plague has us all feeling like shit because we can't go nowhere. So there's that. I wish you all good luck. Sorry for the short episode this week. Next week is probably gonna be a little bit short, unless if I want to go ahead and add, which I'm probably gonna do. But yeah. Be safe, don't die, and keep it spoopy. Love y'all.